Great stuff.
Okay, good work. And so tonight we'll start the entire process of the issues Aser, and it should become Matzahs. You can divide it up in different ways, but we'll divide it into five steps. There's the wait, the 5-day wait. Then there's the Hefsek Taira, which is done between the 5-day, on the last day of the 5 days, or we'll explain. So there's the waiting 5 days, there's the Hefsek Taira, Zayin Nikim, counting 7 clean days. Then there's preparing for the mikvah, and the tefillah. Tonight I'd like to at least discuss the first three. So let's start with the 5-day wait. What does it mean, 5 days? Before she starts counting her 7 clean days, she has to wait 5 days from the day that she started to see. Now, there's a few differences between the 5 days and the 7 days. The 5 days, she could see Dam straight through the 5 days. She could see Dam straight through the 5 days. And they're still counted as 5 days. As opposed to 7 clean days, they're going to have to be clean from seeing Dam. So during the 5 days, she could see Dam straight through. Number two, it does not have to be complete days. It's we start counting the day she starts her Re'iyah, the day her Re'iyah begins, that's already counted as day one. Even if it started a minute before Shkia, it's also counted as day one. If we'll start within the 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, Beinu Shmashes, so that's a question in the Paiskim. If we count that day as day one, meaning let's say Sunday night during Beinu Shmashes of Monday, right? Sunday night, Beinu Shmashes, she gets her Re'iyah. Can she count Sunday as day one of the 5 days? That's a question in the Paiskim, and could be depending on how close to Shkia it is. If it's within the 9 minutes or within the 13 minutes, is whether we'll count it as a day or not. This halach is negeya, even if she only saw a kesem, not only if she gets a re'iyah, but even if she would get a kesem in a way that would make her aser. If it's a kesem found on a white beged, larger than the shear, and it's not mekabel tumah, so then, she would also have to wait these 5 days. There are some coolers in the 5-day wait for a lady that only saw kesem. If let's say her husband was not in town for a few days, when she got this kesem that made her asa, so then we could count the days that he was not around. Therefore, in such cases, it might be worthwhile asking. If she was already asa, Midine Nida, she was already asked Midine Nida from, let's say she had a kesem, she got a kesem on Sunday, which made her asa, and then within the next 5 days she got a re'iyah. So since she was already asa Midine Nida from Sunday, she could start counting on 5 days from Sunday. If let's say they had to be parched from each other, they were not allowed to be with each other because of a din vest, that there was a vestus, or even if it was only arzurua. Also, you can count that, and then she got her ear at the end of the day, and let's say Sunday, she was also because of a vest, so it was the yom prisha, or arzurua, and then she got her ear in the beginning of the night, or right by the Shemashis time. So then for sure we can count Sunday, then we can count Sunday as day number one. The question is, if let's say they were Asa v'tashmas, not because of Dine Nida, Avelus Rachman Alatzlan, or was Matzah Yom Kippur, Ben Shemashis and Matzah Yom Kippur, can we count the day as day number one for the 5 days or not? Again, in a lot of cases, and probably most cases, this whole thing is not negated, because anyway, she's not ready to do her Hefsek Taira. If she's getting a Re'iyah, she's not ready to do her Hefsek Taira for the first 5 days. Usually the earliest is on the 5th day. But there are women that could do the Hefsek Torah already earlier. So for them, these questions may be Negea. And in most cases, will be Mekel if they were also B'tashmish. If the doctor asked them to have Tashmish for whatever medical reason, then also they are Tzedadim to be Mekel and count those days as part of the 5 days. Where the light plug comes in is if, let's say, her husband was out of town and she got her ear. And we mentioned before that by Kesem, it could be we'll count those days. But by Re'iyah, Halacha L'maisa, we're not going to count those days, even though the husband was away and was not shaykh for them to have Tashmish. Still, she has to wait 5 days. There's one kula that we have over here, that if she went to the mikvah and she came back from the mikvah, and even though she was mutter to her husband, there was a time when she was mutter for her husband, but she got her Re'iyah before they were together, so then we'll be Mekel, and she does not have to wait the full 5 days. She doesn't have to wait the 5 days. That's one case where there's a kula. Okay, so that's step number one. Step number one is that before she begins her Zayin Akiyam, she has to wait 5 days from the day that she starts her Re'iyah, from the day that she became Aser, except in those exceptions that we mentioned. The reason for these 5 days is because there's a halacha of Pedleta Shechva Zera, that if an Isha would see Shechva Zera come out of her body from an earlier Tashmish, which the Zera is still Koilet, it's still alive and able to make her pregnant, so then that would make her lose one of her days of Zayin Akiyam. I mean, when we say Zayin Akiyam, when we say it has to be 7 clean days, we don't mean clean only from Dam, but we also mean clean from Shechva Zera from an earlier Tashmish. And Chazal told us that after 6 oynas, after 6 periods of 12 hours, 3 meis, the Zera already is srucha and will not be able to, koilet won't be able to make her pregnant. So after the 3 meis, it will no longer cause her to lose a day of her Zayin Akiyam. But because of that halacha, Chazal and Masakin, to get out of all problems, they had another chashash, with chashash that maybe they had tashas ben ishmashas, and they'll make a mistake. Kopanim, to get out of this halacha, they instituted this din, not to start counting Zayin Akiyam until 5 days pass. Now, step number two is what's called the Hefsek Torah. For just discussion's sake, we're going to call it the 5th day. But a lady who's not ready to do her Hefsek Torah on the 5th day, and she's only ready on the 6th day or the 7th day, whatever it may be, so then the same halachas will be true. Just the earliest she could do the Hefsek Torah is on day number 5. So on day number 5, before Shkia, she does her Hefsek Torah. What does the Hefsek Torah include? So it's brought down that before she does the Bedik of the Hefsek Torah, she should also do a Rechitza. She should wash herself. It's a halacha l'maisa. She needs to wash herself before the Bedika. A bath she does not need to take. She does not need to take a bath. Could be it's even suggested not to take a bath because the bath just dries her out, and it will make it hard for her to do her bedika, could cause us irritation. Therefore, as a suggestion, maybe it's better not to do a bath unless she feels she needs to taka, wash herself out thoroughly inside. So then, if she wants to sit in a bath, she could. Mitzad Adin, there is a lashon in the Siddur Torah that says you should use mayim merubim, a lot of water, which just means to wash yourself, to spritz yourself off if possible, in a shower, or at least from the waist down, any area where there could be dam that would drip over there, just to wash off any leftover dam that may be remaining over there. So that's a rechitza. If it's hard for her to do rechitza, for whatever reason, she doesn't have mayim rubin to do rechitza, so then she could use, even if she needs to use a baby wipe, that would also be enough. Especially nowadays where women wear pads and liners and other things, which the derech klal, anyways, they're clean over there. So it may not be as much important to do with Mayim Rubim, so then even a baby wipe would also be enough. Now the reason for this rechitza is because we don't want that she should do a bedika, and then she'll find dam on the bedika, and her hefsek tayra won't be a good hefsek tayra, and really it's just leftover dam from before. So in one way it's an etza taiva for her, and mitzad sheni, it's also the second reason is that we don't want her to go the other direction and just say, this is from before, and really it's a good hefsek tayra, and meanwhile this is fresh blood. So therefore, step number one is of the hefsek tayra is do a rechitza. Step number two is going to be doing a bedika. Oh, I forgot to mention. Now, if, let's say, she doesn't even have a baby wife, she can't do a rechitza, or she forgot to do a rechitza, she didn't do a rechitza, it's not ma'akev. The rechitza is not ma'akev. But again, if she will find dam on the cloth, it's not going to be a good bedika, and she won't be able to tell us that this is really dry blood from before. Yeah. Okay.
So what would you cost enough?
For what? Rechitza? Yes. We're saying that you should spritz yourself off. Mayim Rubim, if you could. If you can't, you should use a baby wipe.
So your baby wipe is equal to the wet bedik cloth?
I don't think so. A wet bedik cloth, how wet is it going to be? So it's dripping wet, then it's a baby wipe. What's the difference between that and a baby wipe? So, yeah, if it's dripping wet, so then it's even wetter than a baby wipe. Okay. What?
The hefsek tayra has to be some of the shkia.
So the hefsek tayra should be before shkia. We'll discuss in a minute the bedika. We'll get to that point in a minute. 1 second. The rechitza should be. So if let's say she did not do a rechitza, it won't be a. Also, she does not need to use hot water. Now she has to do a bedika. One second. If there's any prat I leave out, then please be Myra. No, seriously. But otherwise, we won't get to where we're trying to get to. Not that I mind questions. Just okay. So again, so we just discussed the rechitza, the parts of the rechitza. Then a bedika has to be done. Abdika, she has to take a cloth, which is a 3x3 etzbais, the cloths that you buy in the store are big enough, and she wraps it around her finger, and she goes in. The cloth should be white and clean. She should check it beforehand, at least look at it quickly to make sure that it's clean. And like we said, she wraps it around her finger, and but it should be this finger, and she should go in with the finger, with the aid, it's called the aid habedika, she should go in with the cloth as far as she could. If she was only able to go to the second knuckle, so then that's fine. If she can't go to the second knuckle, for whatever reason may be, because it's dry, or whatever the reason may be, she should show her husband, or show the rav, where she was able to get to. And then based on that will be the rav will paskin whether it was a good bedika or not. But she should not, definitely not push further than she could and then cause other problems.
That
was also, what do you mean, what time? It should be, it's brought down to cotton. The reason for that is because it's soft. It should be soft, the idea is soft. That's what the idea is, that it should be soft. It should be soft and thin, that you could be able to move around with it. Now the Chav and the Ramah brings down, the Chav and the Ramah brings down, that she has to check b'chayrin of his dakin. The way that part of the body, the way it is, it's like the skin is made up of folds and crevices. It looks like the scales on a fish. There's a lot of like cracks and folds over there. And she has to go around to get to the folds and crevices. For that, it's enough just to go in as much as she could one time around and come out. If she has any questions how to do it, she should speak to Rebbetzin or her mother to show her again how to do it. But that's basically what she has to do. Now, sometimes it's taka dry inside. And And it's hard for her to do bidika. So she's allowed to make the cloth wet, not wet as dripping, just damp, damp, or she can take KY gel and rub it into the cloth. There shouldn't be on top, rub it into the cloth, or if it's Shabbos, she should take the KY gel and she should put it in herself and then do the bidika soon after, right after. After she puts the KY gel in there. Now, there is a question brought up by the Achrayim that if she's going to be doing her bidika immediately after the rechitza, so then the charetz can come out clean. All right. Obviously, we're talking about at the end of the fifth day or the sixth day, whatever day it is, where it's not bleeding steadily. If the lady would bleed for 5 days, the Gemara says she would not be able to live. So obviously it turns into a trickle, and by now already it's once every, if it's still coming, it's once every whatever amount of time that it's coming, so it's going to come out clean. So therefore, this is the chaznishal that she should not do right away. The Maril Diskin brings down a few minutes. Rav Moshe writes in Tshuva 15 minutes. Halacha l'maisa, if she waits 5 minutes, it's enough. It's enough. If she could wait 5 minutes, she should wait 5 minutes. If she did not wait 5 minutes, or she does not have the time to wait 5 minutes, since the bidika is supposed to be done before shkia, the bidika should be at least put in before shkia, she does not need to wait. She can put it in right away. Now, what?
Not
a bidika, I have to say. Now, the zman of the bidika, me ikra din is from mincha ulamala, which is mincha ktana, which is around 2.5 hours before shkia shozman is, right? Depending on the time of the year, but it's around 2.5 hours before. That's me ikra din should be done between mincha ktana and shkia. And the poskim are miyayitz an hour or half an hour before shkia, in order that if the bidika comes out with a color that is questionable, she still has time to wash herself out and wait a few minutes and do another one. She's meikra din, she could do as many bidikas as she wants. She could do 10, 15 bidikas until it comes out clean. But it's not suggested to do too many because it is a very sensitive area. And you do too many one after another, it's just going to cause irritation, and then she'll end up bleeding anyways, and we'll have and the hefsek tire has to be clean. The maker then from mincha l'mala to between mincha k'tana and shkia, obviously closer to shkia, and the person give it an hour before shkia. Start an hour before shkia. It's a good question. It's a Mishnah, but we'll discuss it afterwards. could be it's only by Tumah. It's only for Taira. Could be. And second of all, we'll discuss it afterwards. But in this space medrash, we only do bedikas on the times when we're mechuyev to do, which is only Zayin Nikiyim. And have Sitaira Zainakiyim, and then you make Prisha, and that's it. And we'll be Meshubach if we take that Mahalach. Okay. So the Maisa, the Paiskim, alright, so we said the Paiskim. Now, before this man, Bidyevit, it's good also. Even if she did it in the morning, it's good. Which sometimes women that are working during the day, and it's a winter day, so they may not be able to do the Bidika. They don't have a place to do the bidika. So then it's good even if they do it in the morning. Now, what about after shkia? If she did not do it before shkia, she did it after shkia. If it was during Bein HaShemashes, it was during the first 9, 10 minutes after Bein HaShemashes, or 13 and a half minutes after Bein HaShemashes. So over here, and it's so many paiskim are very machmer about it. We'll be makel depending on how many minutes after shkia and depending on what time of the year it is. So therefore, it's worthwhile looking at the clock and seeing how many minutes after shkia was, and then asking a shayla about it. So we have the rechitza with the wait of a few minutes, the dika, if she got her ri'iyah today, if today was the day one of her ri'iyah, and it's in one of those cases that she did not have to wait 5 days, and it cleared up today, a very strange case. So then me'ikra din, she has to do her hefsik taira if the mincha ketana. But lemaisa, like I said, that it's not common for that case to happen, because if she became asa today and she's able to have sitar, usually it's because she found a little dam on a bedika, or because she, or it was a kesem, which made her asa, and then this din does not apply. Now what happens if she wants to do her have sitar on Shabbos? So Erev Shabbos, she should wash herself as best as she could. Wash herself Erev Shabbos. And then on Shabbos, she could just take some water in her hand, spritz the area, and rub it around with some water and in that area. And then do the Hefsik Taira on Shabbos. If she's in a place where she does not have what to do the Bedika with, she doesn't have a cloth with her, So to use her finger, the Chacham Sadim says it will not work. Just to use her finger. Bidyevet, if she has a white tissue, a white paper, or toilet paper, that would be fine if she has. But the Chatchila, she should try to remember, if she knows that it's possible she'll need to do a bidika, she should carry around with her a bidika, just to have it in case she'll need it. Because the maisa, a cloth, we know, wraps around, doesn't fold up, and also will absorb if there's any dam over there. A tissue may not absorb it the same way as a soft cloth.
Does it have to be
Does, even though we said it has to have a sheer baguette, 3x3, for the maisa, it will be fine. Now the next step of the Hefsek Taira is what's called the Maich Dachok. Maich Dachok. What's the Maich Dachok? Maich Dachok means you take a Maich and you push it in there and it fills up the area. That's the idea of a Maich Dachok. That it's a piece of Maich which is soft. Maich means soft cloth, which you fill up the area with the soft cloth. And in case there's any dam, it will catch the dam. Now the idea of the Meich Dachuk is to make more vadoyos the chazaka of the Hefsek Taira. To make it more vadoyos, mean even though you did a bedik already and came out clean, but the Meich Dachuk gives it more vadoyos. When are we putting this Meich Dachuk in? You're putting it in a minute or two or three before Shkia. And you're leaving it there through Bein HaShemashes. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's enough 20 minutes to leave it there for 20 minutes, or 15 minutes if it's hard for 20 minutes. And that's enough. That's the Meich Dachuk. Now, the din of the Meich Dachuk in the Ramah's Lashon is that's Roy L'chol Beisai, that to be Rogel in the Meich Dachuk, meaning there's no Chiv to do Meich Dachuk. There's no chiv to do Meich Dachuk. It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do. Therefore, except in one case where she had a re'iyah that day and then it cleared up and she was doing her Hefsek Taira that day, in special in certain cases, which are not so common. But otherwise, it's a good thing to do. Therefore, in any case where there's any cheshash, even a slight cheshash that the Meich Dachuk is going to cause irritation and make a mak over there, then she should not do it. I mean, of course it's going to be uncomfortable. That's pashit. To make it as comfortable as possible, she should try to sit down, lay down while it's in her, not to run around. Once you have children, it's hard to do that because it's always supper time and bedtime and bath time. Pink look right at that time. So it's hard. But look, if you can do that, then that's the best. But like I said, if there's any question of irritation or something similar that was hard for her to do it, then as long as she did a good bedika for the hefsek taira, and adrav, this could be the test. If when she's doing the hefsek taira, she felt a little pain, or she felt it was a little sensitive, or dryness over there, then she should not do the meichdach. Then don't do the meichdach. Okay, so that's the hefsek taira. Okay, yeah, any questions? If Moshe writes in a tshuva, I think 50 minutes, does he? Right, yeah. They wait long over there.
If the hefsek is good and the
meich is not good, I think what you mean to ask is like this. If I put the meich in before shkia, and if the meich is not good, then my hefsek, I'm going to lose my hefsek. So why bother doing the hefsek? Just do the meich, right? So now the answer to that question is, is it a good question?
Yeah.
Okay. So the answer to this question is that first of all, some women, when they put the meich in, they don't turn around. But okay, let's say she does turn around. There's certain hakpadas we have on the hefsik that will be more makel on the bedikas during the zaynikim. Be more makel zaynikim. If the hefsik comes out good, then we'll apply those kulas to the meich. That's what she'll gain. That even if the meich, there's certain colors and certain kamos, we're more machmer on the hefsik because it's being machzika, the mayin sasam, and over the other bedikas. So that's what you gain. What were you asking? Right. So therefore, the meich may not, even if the hefsek was good and the meich is questionable, will be more makel then, because she had a good hefsek.
The
meich
is supposed to go around?
Doesn't have to go around, but if she has any question on the hefsek, it will be worthwhile going around, because if the hefsek is not good and the meich is good, then we'll count the meich as the bedika. Right, if she went around.
Like devil's advocate, could you use it as the bedika if you also use it for the zayin?
Lemaisa, it's a good question also, which there's a chazanish about it in. But Pashtas, according to Rashi, Bedika Zayin Kim have to be during the day, Rashi Megillah. So it may not help you, but in certain cases it may help you, but generally not. Let's stick to the basics.
If there's a Riyah that day, then you don't do a
Meich. If there's a Riyah that day, then you must do a Meich. That's the only case where you mechuyif to do a meich. But what's called a re'iyah that day? That today she got a flow, and then it stopped, and now she's doing hefsek taira, which you have to go back to what we discussed about the 5 days. Usually you have to wait 5 days. So it has to be in one of two cases, either because she was already asa for 5 days, or shasat chak, she's going to do the hefsek taira and not start the zayin kim until 5 days from now. But anyways, the whole case is not so practical. So we have over here now Erev Shabbos. She wants to do the hefsek on Erev Shabbos. The chatchila should be done before she does the halakha, before she's malik the neiris, before she's mekabel Shabbos. However, if she did not do it before she was mekabel Shabbos, and still day outside, or she tried it before she was mekabel Shabbos, and now she decided she wants to try it again. So even though she was in Kalb Shabbos, again, as long as it's still day outside, she could do it. And she could do it even though she was in Kalb Shabbos. But the Meich, of course, you don't put in before she's in Kalb Shabbos. The Meich you put in before Shkia. Now, if she's trying more than one Bedika, she did one bedika, now she wants to do a second one, she does not need to wait between the two bedikas. Even though we said that chatchila, she should wait a few minutes between the rechitza and the bedika, but between the two bedikas, she does not need to wait. Also, if let's say she tried tonight the bedika of a hefsek taira, and she did a meich dachok, Then something happened that the maich wasn't good, or the bedika wasn't good, or she, in the morning she saw dam, and she got messed up. When she does her hefsek tire the second time, she does not do a maich with it. You only do the maich once. Only do the maich once.
Why does she have to wait between the bedikas? What's the hell between both the bedikas and the bedikas? The
bedikas also take out, then... The mitzvah is that the bedikas is ma'ira the dam to come. Rechitz is washing the dam away. So, also with chashish by rechitza that the water will water down the color of the dam, which both chashishes you don't have by bedika. That's why there's a din of remat, because by tashmish that something going in there like a bedika will be ma'ira dam to come rather than a rechitza is removing the dam. Fine. Okay. Now, if there's any questions on the bedika cloth, you don't have to go running immediately after the bedika, but it's sometimes kedai not to wait too long. First of all, your wife is anxious for an answer. And second of all, sometimes the color could change sometimes. Now that's the hefsek taira. Once she does hefsek taira, she's ready to now start. With Shkia, she's ready to start her Zayin Nikim. 7 clean days. What are these Zayin Nikim? They're Nikim from Dam, and we need 7 full days of it. We don't say Mixes Yom Kekule over here like we find in other areas of Halacha. Over here is Zayin full days, 7 full days. Therefore, the minig is that on the 7th day she doesn't go to the Mikvah until after Shkia. Because we need 7 full days of not seeing that. Now, there is a sheet in Rishayim that there's a din of v'safra love sfira that she should count each day. But halacha l'maisa, we do not pass in like those sheetes. She does not need to speak it out. However, she should not be m'siach das. What's called m'siach das? M'siach das means that she totally gave up on this being part of her Zayin Nikiyim. Mi boike at erev. I mean, it has to be that she was mesiach das behechlet, that it was totally open. Not that there's a slight chance in the back of her mind that maybe it is still going, but no, it's finished. And she thought it was finished from morning until night. But if she's mesiach das throughout the night, and then sometime during the day she found out that it's still good, that's not called mesiach das, and it'll be fine. So it's really not practical. So it's not so practical to have the problem of Hesech Hadas. There's a din of Levishas Levenim, right? The Gemara refers to as Yimei Libunech, the days of white. She's wearing white clothing. The minig is the bag which is Samach to her body. Her underwear should be white. White means clear, clean, that we should be able to see if there's a Hagasha, we'll be able to tell whether there's a what came out with the Hagasha. That's the idea of wearing white. A white sheet. The person can bring down that she should put a white sheet on the bed. Back in the Zman Gemara, they used to sleep without any undergarments, so the white sheet played a big role. Nowadays, that most women or wear undergarments, so therefore it would seem that the sheet is extra. Rav Maisha, Rav Vazna, Rav Yankin, they're all right that still she should use a white sheet. If she lays down during the day, she does not need to put a white sheet. A lady who did not learn about the white sheet, so then if she doesn't have a white sheet, so then you don't need to have a white sheet. But if she has a white sheet, then the Pesukim says she should use it. If she forgot to put the white sheet, it's not ma'akev. Or if she did not wear the white underwear, it's not ma'akev. Levenim is not going to be ma'akev in the Zayin Nikiyim. The Moshe has a tshuva that if she's going swimming, she doesn't need a white bathing suit, or she doesn't have to put a white piece of material over there. It's fine without it. Now, the Pesukim do not bring down any chiv to check the white. They don't bring that chiv to check the white bagging. There is a Reb Kivega that does say it, but Alach Lamaisa, she's better not mechuyev to check the white baggage. She does not need to check the sheet or the baggage that she's wearing, if there are ksamim or not. If she will see it, and she sees that there is a ksam over there, then she needs to deal with it. The bedik is during the Zayin Nekiyim, so vada l'chatchila, the Shulchan Aruch says that during the Zayin Nekiyim, she should check herself twice each day, with the eight bedika, the same way she did the Efstair. She goes in as far as she could, turns around, comes out. That's way of once in the morning. It doesn't have to be the second she wakes up, but somewhat within throwing out an hour from when she wakes up, so she doesn't forget. She can wash her hands, wash her face, and then do the bedika. If she didn't do it in the morning, she could still do it until chatzais, and then a second time in the afternoon, from Berach 2 hours before Shkia until Shkia. Once it hits Shkia, if she did not check before Shkia, even if she remembers a minute after Shkia, she does not need to check anymore. This is L'chatchila twice each day. A lady who is hard for her to do these bedikas, which many women have tzayim over there, it's dry or it's hard for them to do bedikas. So each lady should speak to the Rav, and the Rav will lessen the amount of bedikas. But day 1 and day 7 is ma'akiv, that there should be at least one on day 1 and at least one on day 7. A lot of times the Rav will throw in one in the middle, 1-4-7 or 1-5-7, just so in case she forgets day 7, in order that she won't have to start all over again, we'll be able to bounce it off the day 5, we'll be able to count from there in 7 days. But
is 1 and 7 in the morning or night better?
As a suggestion, I think the morning, so you don't forget to do it. That's the din bedikas during the Zayin Nekiyim. Again, any question of the colors, or if she thinks she might have a makkah, where we do tliyas by bedikas also. Therefore, just one last thing. We do tliyas by bedikas also. Father, we can be more machmer on the tliyas, but we do tliyas, even the first 3 days, we do tliyas halacha l'maisa by bedikas. But it has to be a very good tliyah. Therefore, if she has any reason why she thinks it's coming from something else, she has a wound or something there, she should speak to a rav. Halacha l'maisa, she's allowed to wash herself, she's allowed to take a shower. If she normally takes a bath, she'll be able to take a bath. Maybe not to bedafka, wash herself out inside. She's allowed to go swimming also during the Zayin Nekiyim. Good to be.